Welcome. I'm Anastasia Glova, bringing you the Cato Daily Podcast. Full and edited versions of our podcasts are available on our website at www.cato.org. A recent paper in Science magazine by NASA climate modeler James Hansen asserts that in the last decade, the ocean has heated dramatically. This contradicts findings by John Lyman of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, who will soon publish his findings that between the years 2003 and 2005, the ocean lost 20% of the heat gained in the last half century. Senior Fellow in Environmental Studies Pat Michaels comments in this podcast. We keep hearing over and over that the deep ocean is warming and that this spells disaster for climate change. Is there anything new to the story?
Yeah, there's a lot new when it comes to warming the deep ocean. There was a very famous paper that came out about a year ago in Science magazine by a NASA climate guy by the name of James Hansen, who looked not just at the surface temperature of the ocean, but the temperature of the top 2,500 feet, because the surface fluctuates a lot. And he could see a warming of that entire depth. It wasn't all that much, but it was very consistent, he thought, with some computer models for human influence on the atmosphere. Well, that paper covered data through a couple of years ago, and a funny thing happened at the end of 2002. In the years 2003, 4, and 5, the ocean lost 20% of the heat that it had built up in the last half century. That's right. Between 2003 and 2005, the ocean lost 20% of the heat that it had built up in the last 50 years.
How did this happen? Why don't any of the models predict this?
You know, I don't think anybody has a clue how this happened, because the ocean is like a huge tub of water, and changing the greenhouse effect by putting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is like putting a little flame under that huge tub. It may take a long time to get going, but once it gets going, it should continue to warm. And the fact that the temperature just reversed dramatically and it lost 20% of the warming that it acquired in a half century in the period of a couple of years is mind-boggling. Nobody knows why. So the next time one of your friends says, quote, the science is settled on global warming, how many times have you heard that? I want you to ask your friend, then why did the oceans lose 20% of the heat they had gained in 50 years in the last 2 years?
Does this have anything to do with the rate at which carbon dioxide accumulates in the atmosphere?
Well, it's very interesting, because in order for the temperature to increase at a constant rate, the physics of these greenhouse effect gases requires that they have to increase at an exponential rate, meaning an ever-increasing rate of carbon dioxide growth in the atmosphere creates a constant rate of warming. Well, in fact, for the last several decades, the growth of atmospheric carbon dioxide has not been exponential. It's instead been at a constant rate. And the physics of the greenhouse effect would predict that that would create a warming that would begin to damp off. Now, again, that little flame on that big pot of water takes a long time to have an effect. But if that flame is not burning as hot as it was assumed to burn, somewhere about 30 years after it changes its rate of burn, the ocean is going to begin to reflect that. And, you know, the fact that we haven't had an exponential increase in carbon dioxide generally for the last 30 years may be reflected. That's just an hypothesis. Speculation may be reflected in the ocean beginning to show these occasional strong coolings.
Has this kind of phenomenon ever happened before?
The funny thing is that a similar cooling was detected about 20 years ago of about the same magnitude, and everybody threw it out. They said, oh, there must be something wrong with the data, because there is no way once the ocean starts to warm, it would go into a cooling trend. Well, that was with instruments that weren't as sophisticated as today's. And for what we've seen since 2003, there is no doubt that that cooling was real. And that means that the cooling that occurred 20 years ago was also real. It means that we don't understand very much at all about the way global warming actually works. And that is a thought worth thinking about. The next time we have a debate on what we're supposed to do, what are you supposed to do about something you don't know very much about? That's a question we ought to be asking.
Does any of this indicate that global warming is not happening?
Now, the global warming's real, remember, and human beings have something to do with it by putting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, but this certainly is a rather compelling argument against these apocalyptic views of global warming like you see in, you know, Al Gore's movie, where he says, well, if we don't do anything in 10 years, we will go beyond the point of no return and we'll have this incredible catastrophe. Well, the movie was made a year ago, so that's 9 years now. I leave people to think what can be done in 9 years if they really wanted to anyway. The answer is that we don't know very much about this.
This has been Cato Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening.